This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. Now, this is a very special edition of Beat Migs because we're taking it back to Tuesday night.
Ooh.
At the White River Amphitheater seeing Limp Bizkit, and we met Sean in the beer garden who wanted to take you on, Steve.
And mind you, I forgot we even did this because at this point I was already gone.
You were gone.
Yes.
Let's see how you did.
It's Sarah here and I'm with
Sean.
Okay, Sean, we're about to play Beat Migs at the Limp Bizkit concert. Are you ready?
We'll find out here. Let's go.
Do not go to Loserville, okay? You better beat him.
I'm at Loserville.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
If it's 8 a.m. in Seattle, what time is it in Florida?
In Florida? 11 a.m.
Wow, correct. Rollin' in My Generation are songs off what Limp Bizkit album?
Go away, Steve. Oh, pass.
What is the addictive chemical in tobacco?
Nicotine.
Correct. What animal lays the largest eggs?
Turtle?
No. Oh, I love turtles.
I love turtles too. They're great. But no, I don't know. I don't know. Fast.
How many fundamental states of matter are there?
Four.
Correct. What was the first Pixar movie ever made?
Oh, first Pixar movie? Fast. I don't know.
What pop star gave us the hits Gimme More and Toxic?
Britney Spears.
Yeah. Ooh. Alice is a moon of which planet?
Jupiter?
No.
Mars?
No.
Venus?
No. Which sport has a pitcher and a catcher as key positions?
A pitcher and a catcher? Baseball?
No. Yes. What is the capital of China?
Beijing.
Yes!
How many?
Okay, you got six correct.
That's okay. That's
hey,
right.
That's more than 50%.
Hey, let's go. Let's get Steve over here.
Let's go. Thanks.
I don't know if Steve's going to win. He's double fisting right now. He's a few shots
deep. Hey.
So I'm a little disadvantaged because I'm double fisting vodka lemonades.
Right. I just want to say our man put up a great score. So
I'm just going to say if I lose, I'm keeping your drink, Sarah.
Okay.
Do you want to die?
Yes.
Okay. Right, are you ready?
Let's go.
If it's 8 a.m. in Seattle, what time is it in Florida?
It is 12 noon.
No.
11 a.m.
Yes. Rolling in My Generations are songs off what Limp Bizkit album?
Generation. Chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored one.
The worst one ever.
What does that mean? What is the addictive chemical in tobacco?
Nicotine.
Yeah. What animal lays the largest eggs?
That would be an ostrich.
How do you know that?
I know my ostrich.
How many fundamental states of matter are there?
Seven.
No.
Six.
No.
Nine.
That's nice, but no. What was the first Pixar movie ever made?
Toy Story.
What? Yes. What pop star gave us hits like Gimme More and Toxic?
That would be Britney Spears.
Yeah. Atlas is a moon of which planet?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
Sure, wouldn't be.
Jupiter.
No.
Saturn.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Which sport has a pitcher and a catcher as key positions.
Okay. What, Friday nights at Sarah's place.
Hey.
Baseball.
Hey. What is the capital of China?
Bangkok.
No.
Beijing.
Hey.
I would like to point out that Sarah did not only... She started twerking.
Hey.
Now four times through this beat mix.
Yes,
You got 9.
Oh.
6 to 9.
69. And because I won, you can now have your...
Ooh, good.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. 9 right.
Ugh.
And I was not there.
You were not.
Partially.
I was there, but I was not there.
And that's, you still killed it.
And that's really embarrassing for Sean. And he's also from Stanwood, guys. He told me he was a senior when I was a freshman. So I was really excited for him. Like, we're representing for Stanwood. Let's take him down.
Well, obviously, he didn't learn much at your school.
Neither did I.
I'm not surprised.
Rockaholics, we are so excited to be teamed up with Mary's Place once again. 5 years running, we have been doing Kicks for Kids. And this is how we put brand new shoes on local children in need.
Yep, just $50, we'll put a brand new pair of shoes on a child. $100, brand new shoe pair of shoes on a teenager. My favorite part about this, because we've gone to Mary's Place and we've handed out the gift cards to these kids, and they get to go to a store or go to an Amazon or wherever it may be, and they pick out the shoes that they want, which I think is really awesome because, you know, it's new school year starting, and shoes are a big deal for kids. I mean, for anybody, but obviously for kids, it helps their self-esteem, but more importantly, just puts brand new shoes on someone who's definitely in need. So if Rockaholics, you can open up your wallet just a little bit, $5, $10, $100, whatever you got, it'll be very appreciated. And thanks to some of our Rockaholics that have been donating so far, including people like Stacey and Lyles Larkin donated $69, joining the 69 Club. And then you also got Jesse James, who donated $25. So any amount helps.
Our goal is $20,000. We have hit it before, and we're going to do it again this year. You can head to KISW.com for more details. Rockaholics, we would love if you would give us a call right now, because we have a simple question for you. 206-803-ROCK. We pinky promise. We cross our hearts and hope to die. It is a simple question.
Nothing dirty.
Nope. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask you that question after POD.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
There is a current trend where people on social media are talking about things that, no matter how many times it gets explained to them, they just can't understand it.
Kind of like in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
That's pretty much everything for me.
So, well, tell me how you feel about these few examples. Space.
In what way?
That you just don't understand space.
I mean, I guess I don't now.
The stock market? Yeah.
Definitely don't.
Cryptocurrency?
Not a chance.
How about how a chicken can make a whole egg every single day?
You tell me.
I own chickens and I don't understand that. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that simple question is this. What can't you wrap your head around, no matter how many times it's explained to you? Chloe in Kirkland, what can you not wrap your head around, no matter how many times it's explained to you?
Oh, no. How to read a clock that's not just digital.
Dude, I know. I think back in the day, maybe people give you a harder time, but these days, everything's so digital that, like, sometimes you have to, like, look and take a second to be able to figure it out.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Rob in Tacoma, what is it that you can't wrap your head around?
What is it that I cannot wrap my head around? Just the pure ignorance of the general population.
That's true.
Spend some time on social media and read some of the comments. Like, how did you get by in life being this dumb?
Frank is in Spanaway. What can you not wrap your head around, no matter how many times it's explained to you? Frank?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, what can you not wrap your head around, no matter how many times it's explained to you?
I don't know. Oh my gosh.
Pressure's on, Frank.
So smart.
That's fine. We can move on. Don't worry. No worries, my man.
Scott, Frank is in Federal Way.
What can you not wrap your head around, no matter how many times it's explained to you?
How to lower the radio when you're on the radio.
Scott?
Where the clitoris is at?
Oh my god, that sucks!
Scott, I feel so bad for all the women you've been with.
Oh no.
But unfortunately, it's not only you, Scott. It's not only you.
Sarah, you want to know what it is for me?
Hopefully not what Scott said.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not what Scott said.
Oh, Scott.
It's why Taylor Swift is popular.
Shut the... Oh, my gosh. You almost had to dump me, Kevin. How do you not understand that?
I just don't get it.
Are you kidding? She's beautiful. She's Grace. She's talented. She can play all the things. She can sing. I could go on and on and on.
You know what it is for me? Whenever somebody asks me to explain how our dump button works, I've had engineers explain it to me, and it goes in one ear and out the other because, you know, we're on a delay. So for people that are listening, like, it's like, what, like 15 or 16 seconds, and we're basically in the future.
We're time traveling.
Right. So whenever someone asks me how does that work, I was like, I just look at it and go, it's just magic. I have no idea. I've been working in this industry for over 20 years, and I still don't understand how the delay button works here. I just hit a button, and somebody curses, and then it just gets erased.
It just gets fixed.
Yeah. I can't wrap my head around it, but you know what? I know it works, and that's all that matters. I did see someone text it and say, I still don't understand how a record player works, how they're able to get music out of these little vinyl things.
Nope, I don't get that either.
No.
We know that you are a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing a single second of its chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, you will win tickets to see Metallica at Lumen Field on Sunday, September 1st. We will play Hook or Shook at 920 206 803 Rock.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. And it's not Danny, it's Kevin Deers filling in for Danny, who will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked. And your job is to guess what that song is. And they're all songs from Metal Shop this Saturday night.
It's Cannibal Corpse.
This week we are playing for tickets to see Metallica at Lumen Field on Sunday, September 1st. And this morning our contestant is Rob from Tacoma. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Oh, you there, Rob?
I'm here.
Okay.
Awesome. You got to get both of these songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook because a member of our show at random has to be the one to get it right for you. If not, you will lose and caller 9 will get those tickets. Let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
Wheels are spinning. Just pass my name. Just pass Taryn. Will it be Taryn or Sarah? It is Taryn. T-Dog in the house with Rob.
Rob, are you ready for this?
All right, let's do this.
All right, here's your first clip.
Play that again.
I'm a little torn on that one.
Oh,
can we hear it again?
One more time for me.
Oh,
you think Kevin can maybe give us a hint?
Yeah, super I might group. Need a hint on that one.
A super group.
It's a super group. Oh, that's good. Okay, can we hear it again?
Play it again.
Oh.
Hang on, Rob. We're gonna.
Does the super group feature a member from Seattle?
Okay. I think I've got the band.
Okay.
Oh.
Nirvana?
No.
I mean, they are a super band, but they're not a super group of... So sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Rob.
Is it Audioslave?
No. Can I tell you?
Wait, can I guess? No, actually, I'm not going to guess. Who is it?
Guess.
I don't think I know.
Do it.
Should I play the song?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Velvet Revolver.
That's tough.
Was Duff in?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. No. Okay. Yeah. And he's from Seattle.
Oh my gosh. That stumped me. 206-803-ROCK. Caller 9 right now is going to get those Metallica tickets. By the way, can we just talk about this Metallica show, by the way?
No.
I read what it takes to put on a Metallica concert.
Okay.
They have 150 crew members. They have 800 people they employ locally at each tour stop. The tower system takes 36 hours of labor to set up, and each speaker tower weighs 14 tons and stands nearly 100 feet high.
No wonder why they're doing two shows in the town. I would be doing two shows everywhere. I'm like, this is a lot of work for us just to do for one show. Can we just set it and forget it for a couple of days?
On top of that, they have 650 lights and 24 LED screens.
Well, we're all going.
We are going.
I mean, that's awesome to hear, because, I mean, that kind of makes you appreciate just how much effort has to be put into putting on a stadium show. Because, you know, I mean, in an arena, it's still a lot of work, but I feel like at a stadium, you really have to rebuild everything.
Oh, totally.
So, Lumen Field, next weekend.
The 30th and the 1st. You get a little day in between to recover between the shows.
You're going Friday,
right? I'm going Friday.
I think Sarah's going Friday as well.
Very much excited. Now, Rockaholics, if we have discussed something this morning that you would like to talk about, call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Tool.
The Daily Mix Show.
Throughout the morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat about, but we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So please do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if there's something on your mind that you'd like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
We got a text message at 206-803-ROCK that said, "How blanking epic was that Limp Bizkit set, ladies and gentlemen? I've been waiting 25 years for that show. I didn't know the last time that they played in the state was like back in December of 2003. Most of those kids in the pit the other night weren't even born when Limp Bizkit was in town, which, by the way, was mega sick to see so many young people there raging. The Bizkit is alive and well from the real James P. Sullivan."
That is very, very accurate.
And he also continued to write, said, "With so many deep cuts, I never thought I'd hear live. Also, I never in my life thought I'd hear Limp Bizkit covering Nirvana." They didn't just cover Nirvana once, but they covered Come As You Are.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fred's like, "We'll have Wes sing it." But then Fred sang the chorus of Smells Like Teen Spirit. And of course, I had to pull out my phone for that moment. I just like at one point, like, you know, I know a lot of people don't really like Nirvana, but we want to cover them. I'm like, yeah, in Washington, nobody likes Nirvana.
Yeah, wrong crowd for
but
sure.
But it was cool. While they were playing that, you could just see the entire crowd losing their crap. And you look out and like the entire place was packed.
I got very excited, too, because he has spent so much time kind of right in the center of the stage. But then he walked out like kind of in front of where we were in the pit. And I was like, I'm so close to Fred Durst right now. I'm going to freak out. And I eat my words. I was convinced. It's Limp Bizkit. Maybe it's a Tuesday night. I don't think it's going to be packed. Maybe they'll even close the lawn.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been to shows where they do that before. No, the lawn was packed. Everybody showed up for that. Well, it was Fred's birthday, so everybody came to the birthday.
Yeah, party. I don't know if you guys know this, but it was Fred's birthday. After every song, I think he said, "It's my birthday." And then they had somebody come up there and they go, "Hey, you know, he's probably not going to make a big deal out of it. We just want to let you guys know that it's Fred Durst's birthday." And of course, everyone goes nuts. But in my head, I'm thinking, not make a big deal out of it. He said it almost after every song that it was his birthday. I think he's been making a big deal out of it.
54 years old, and he was rocking that beard, his gray silver fox beard. It was lovely.
And apparently, the night before, he was over at the bar called The Screwdriver.
Yep.
Over in the Belltown area. Him and Wes Borland were just hanging out. A couple buddies said that they saw them there, just super friendly. Kevin said that one of his friends was there, Kevin from Metal Shop's here, filling in for Danny, and said that like they were taking pictures, and I guess they were celebrating his birthday with Fred's son, who's on tour with them. Just like, you know, they're a part of it, which makes you feel old because his son's now old enough to get into a bar.
Don't say that out loud.
Yeah.
Take it back.
And massive shout out to all the Rockaholics. We met so many people at the bar, and a lot of people have been texting in all morning just saying, hey, how cool it was just to hang out with all of us, including one person said, great seeing you guys and hanging out at Limp Bizkit. Thanks for being so great to your fans. My wife, Amber, doesn't listen to the show, but she wants to be Sarah's new best friend, from our friend Shane and Chehalis.
Oh, boy.
I loved Amber. I loved Amber. And it's so fun meeting people like Shane and Chehalis. Like, we know that's how he like writes his name. So when I met him, I was like, I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity.
Totally.
And Amber is fire. She is so hot. She told me she doesn't have an Instagram, and I'm like, you're too hot to not have an Instagram. So she was like, oh, okay, should I get one? And I was like, yes.
Well, now that you guys are best friends, you can help her make it.
I will.
Maybe she already made it for her. Who knows?
Have you ever had an awkward moment with a kid that is not your kid? Migs, I've come to realize that this happened to you not once, but twice. Different kids.
Yes.
But both times, same location, at the gym.
One of them also kind of, sort of, I thought he was cursing me out. And again, like, this is like a six-year-old.
So what exactly happened? We will let Steve tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, you might be our resident gym rat.
I do like going to clear my head.
Pump some iron.
Yeah, I just get a break from everybody. Just kind of get lost in my own little world. Put my headphones on and have some fun listening to music while I'm working out. Absolutely.
What do you listen to?
You know, I'd say anything from Blink 182 to Hatebreed to sometimes just I sometimes find like a disco playlist, and I don't know why.
That's where the motivation comes from.
Just sometimes I don't know. I know no one can hear it, but I find great humor in knowing that I'm listening to something so stupid, and people are walking by just probably assuming that I'm listening to like the most aggressive music ever, because that's usually what people are doing. And I've got like Donna Summer playing, and I'm just like feeling it.
I love that.
Bee Gees, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the groove.
Massive gains with disco, Sarah.
I don't believe you for one second, but just picturing you just doing the little finger guns every now and again after you do your lift makes me so happy.
From what I gather,
to the YMCA.
Oh boy,
at the squat rack.
Please don't.
No,
but I've come to understand that you've had a couple weird incidents lately.
Okay, so it's funny. I mentioned Blink 182. And you just heard the music bit was Blink 182 as well. I have a Blink 182 shirt that I'll wear sometimes at the gym. And so, a lady walked by me and says, "Oh, I love the shirt, love the band." I'm like, "All right, on." Then she went and picked up her kid. They have like a little daycare at Northwest Fitco where I work out. And as she's walking by, the kid also, her kid, who's probably, I'd say, 4 or 5 years old, it's about Tatum's age or Barrett's age, he sees the shirt as well, the Blink 182 shirt, and he's kind of looking at it. And she's like, oh, he's a fan of Blink 182. Awesome. And I'm like, oh, awesome, buddy. And I put my hand out like, high five. And then the kid just, he just walked up to me and hugged my leg. And it was adorable, but I could see the look on this poor woman's face where she's just like, oh no, what is going on? And I did not know what to do. Like, I'm not going to like shush the kid off. And like, I'm a parent. So like, but this woman doesn't know that. But I'm like, almost like, I'm a parent. I get it. Kids do silly things. Not a big deal. Right. But I was like, he's just holding on to my leg now. And I'm like, what do I do? So I just kind of patted him on the head.
Good boy.
I didn't know what else to do.
Good boy.
And so at this moment now, I'm like, okay, I don't know if now she's weirded out that her child just embraced my leg, or if she's weirded out that this grown man had just patted her son on the head like, good boy.
Keep listening to Blink 182.
I was like, that's cool, man. Us Blink 182 fans all got to stick together. And I was like, I didn't know how else to get out of the situation. And I could tell, like, she was just mortified. And I felt bad for her because, like, I'm sure that's the last thing she wants is your kid just to walk up to a stranger and hug his leg while he's in the middle of a workout. But that's exactly what happened.
That's amazing.
Not the only time, though. There's this other kid, and I don't know who's the parent, because every time I'm trying to find out, and this isn't the first time. Now I'm okay with it, but the first time he did this, it was weird. I'm in the locker room. He comes running up to me and just looks at me. And I swear, I thought he said, are you an F? like the F word. And this kid's maybe like 8. And I'm looking at him like, excuse me, what? He goes, are you an F? And you know how kids kind of have like a kid accent? So they don't really say words. Like they have like a little bit of like a twang to their voice. I don't know if like Barrett's got it. Most kids do. It took a few times until I finally realized that he was asking me, also strange, but he was asking me if I was a frog. Are you a frog? But it sounded like he was saying the F word. So at first I'm just like, is this like, what? Like, you think I'm an F word? Like, who are you? And then I realized now he thinks I'm a frog. I'm not exactly sure why. But now every time I see him, he always asks me if I'm a frog.
And do you write back, ribbit? Write back.
Write back.
Feedback, ribbit?
No, yeah, man, totally. I'm a total frog.
Were you jumping? Were you doing box jumps?
No, I was changing.
Oh, I thought maybe he saw you out on the floor.
No.
Doing something froggish.
So I don't know if that's just like a thing he asks every adult that he encounters, like if they're a frog or not. But at first, I legit thought he was cursing me out. And I'm like, where is this person's parent? Like, why is this kid running around willy-nilly just cursing people out? This seems kind of strange.
And I know it's terrible, but, and I don't have kids, so I feel like I can talk right now. I love when children swear.
Yeah.
It is the funniest thing to me. So if he really was asking you that, I would have been like, this is hilarious. Yes, yes, I am. Thank
yes,
you for
I
asking.
I am the F word. I am the F. I was like, what a strange question to ask a random person. Not that asking if I'm a frog is normal, but compared to what I originally thought he was asking me, pretty normal.
Steve the Frog Miggs.
I love that.
There's a woman who got herself arrested all because she was enjoying an all-you-can-eat deal a little bit too much. We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Miggs download after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Miggs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Do we need to talk about the Mariners?
No.
Okay, good. Well, they lost.
Nothing to say.
Nothing. I mean, maybe today they won't do anything bad. You know what? They won't because they have today off. They come back home finally. That was an awful, awful road trip where they went 1-8 when they played the Detroit Tigers, Pittsburgh Pirates, and then Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers ended up sweeping them. The Mariners are now at 500. It's just been a real downward spiral for the Mariners, but they're back at it again tomorrow, taking on the San Francisco Giants at T-Mobile Park, and maybe Luis Castillo can help turn things around. They're still, they're still within reach, but it's not getting better. They're 5 games out of first place.
Ugh.
Yeah.
A woman found herself in cuffs after she shared her all-you-can-eat special at Applebee's. The woman's name is Shanisha, and she went to an Applebee's in Indiana. She got the all-you-can-eat special for $15.99, but then she shared it with the rest of her table.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, that's cheating.
Right. Everyone has to get the all-you-can-eat.
So then the manager objected and then ended up charging the woman for 2 specials. So then they got into it. The argument got very heated. The police were called, and then the friends that she was with ended up having to pay her tab.
Oh, that's so great. She got arrested and her friends. They're like, we're not going to bail you out, but we'll pay the tab. That's fine. What would you say is the best all-you-can-eat special?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Do you go to anywhere?
We were talking about this the other day. Like, anytime you're in Vegas, like, you got to find that bomb buffet somewhere.
The
Caesar's Palace buffet was life-changing when I was down there.
See, I will argue, I still think the Trapper Sushi, the all-you-can-eat special at Trapper's, is the greatest all-you-can-eat special.
You turned me on to that, and it was
so good.
It was fantastic.
But I always say, so that you don't get arrested, I know you can get arrested for sharing your all-you-can-eat specials, but at Trapper's, whenever you go with anybody, if you're going to go do the all-you-can-eat, everybody do it. That way you can just share plates, you know what I mean? So you can just kind of have a little bit of each, and you're not feeling like, you're not doing anything wrong, because we're all getting the all-you-can-eat special.
You're not cheating the system, like Shanisha tried to do.
That Chinese, I tell you. What about you, Taryn?
I'm Sarah.
But, I looked at you, I called you Taryn, and I didn't even know that I did that.
You didn't even. It's okay. The amount of
can
people
we still wear a name tag
that think I am Taryn is hilarious. I love Vegas, Cosmopolitan, the Wicked Spoon.
Ooh.
Love that buffet.
All you can eat.
All you can eat.
What's it costing you there, though?
Oh, it's like $70.
Ooh.
And I'm the worst person to go with because I just love their cereal buffet. So
$70 worth of cereal.
Yes.
You can go find some rundown hotel in Vegas and probably get their continental breakfast where they have the cereal buffet.
I probably could, and I'd be in heaven.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 69 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.